a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I've read something and I have questions, and it involves Aussie star Maggie Beer.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone's mum.
Yeah.
Possibly some people's grandma.
I went to her shop in the Barossa Valley.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, they've got lots of good stuff there, don't they?
Have you been there before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, they've got like all birds in the back, like pheasants and stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, hey?
Yeah.
Wonderful. She is a national treasure.
Yeah, she is.
She's also had a fall.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Her family's announced it on Instagram.
Aww.
79-year-old Aussie food icon's family said she was taken to hospital where she was diagnosed with a couple of minor bone fractures and other related injuries.
Yeah, when you take a fall, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, when you get to that age.
When you get to that age, yeah, not good.
You ticked over that earlier this year.
You did.
They said Maggie was now in the excellent hands of her doctors, who are confident she'll fully recover, but it may just take a little while, which you can understand. Being 79 takes a while to bounce back, doesn't it?
Oh, I get out of bed every morning with a sore back now. I'm in my 30s.
You can only imagine. This is what we're talking about, living to 117.
It's not
last
worth
week.
It for me.
No,
you would. I'm like, nah.
That'll do me.
Nah, yeah, exactly.
Her family wrote, "Hello, friends. It's Maggie's family here, just writing to let you know that following a fall at her home, she's unfortunately suffered a couple of minor bone fractures and related injuries. Thankfully, Cole, her husband, was there, and she's now in the excellent hands of her doctors, who are confident she'll make a full recovery. It may just take a while. My questions are..." Who was in charge of that? Who was looking after? Who was watching Maggie? Someone needs... She's such a treasure and she's getting on. Someone needs to be watching Maggie.
Yeah, where's the team? I thought you meant it was like a Tonya Harding thing.
Oh.
Because who's big in the quince game? Did someone try and take Maggie out, you reckon?
Bit of quince paste competition.
Maybe.
Bit of underhanded... gear.
Who's maybe the Woolworths home brand is like, "That's it for you, Maggie. I've had enough of your quince." Someone's trying to take her out.
Who's the MasterChef lady who makes the curries? What's her name? She's got her own range of curries that are at the supermarket now.
I'm looking at her.
Anyway, so that was my first question: is whose watch? Did Maggie Beer take a fall?
Yeah.
Secondly, why am I reading about this in a UK paper, essentially?
Yeah.
On a UK website. Why is that not sort of when I'm waking up today, headline news?
Well, it should be.
Maggie Beer takes a fall.
It should be.
She must be protected. And thirdly, if it doesn't end well...
Tom.
Where are we going to get our burnt fig jam from? Where... Are we going to get our burnt fig jam?
I'm sure she's across it.
Who's burning the fig?
I'm sure she's across it.
If she's got a team burning the fig, they should have been watching her. You see what I'm saying?
The big fig. Big fig is down. Big fig is down.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This is a bit of a different one. Saturday night, we got home from the footy, had a great day at the footy. Early start, thank you so much. Fantastic. So good.
Yeah.
Kicked the footy on some areas for a while. Walked home.
Lose Jed?
No, kept
good.
Jed.
That's
it was fantastic. Daylight hours, it helped.
Yeah.
We could actually see him. Got home. Got the kids to bed, all happy. Dodsy and I just sort of sitting on the couch, just winding down from a big day at the footy. Everything was quiet. Everything was peaceful. And then, bang, 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 bang.
Oh.
And we're like, oh. And it was like it was happening right next door.
Oh,
or right
God.
Somewhere near us.
Yeah.
Now, we've got an oval sort of just at the back of our house.
Mm.
And we thought, straight away, we're like, oh. Fireworks.
Yeah.
Someone's mucking around. It's a nice night at the Oval. But it was so loud, it woke all the kids up. They all got up and they're like,
really?
What was the noise?
Yeah.
What was that?
Wow.
We're like, someone's mucking around with fireworks, letting things off. Anyway, got them settled back down. Then Dodsy and I got discussing. Now, this is where this conversation's going to shift a little darker here. Is like, was it definitely fireworks?
Oh, yes.
And we started discussing. Would you actually recognise gunshots if you heard them? Like, are we supposed to be jumping for our phones right now, ringing 000 and saying, hey, something's gone on? Or we're just sitting there going, ha, someone's letting off fireworks out the back. I wouldn't have a clue.
Nor would I. You're spot on. I would have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, you always see that in, like, true crime docos or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And if it's in Australia, it's different than maybe some other countries in, where America's gun violence probably a bit is a lot more.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you hear, like, you're like, yeah, a car backfire.
Yeah, well, do you remember when that was a thing? I can't tell you the last time I heard a car backfire. Like, that's not a thing anymore, is it? Like, cars don't...
I don't know. That's a great
question. Is that aged out? Like, who's rolling a 1986 Sigma at the moment, you know?
The electric cars definitely don't backfire. I haven't heard that. But no, you're right.
No, that's bat fire. That's a battery fire. That's a different thing.
Good point.
Yeah.
No, and we were just not... Like, we were just sitting there going, oh, that's funny, and then went on to turn Netflix back up again.
But did you look out the window and see whether there was any bright exploding things in the sky?
But it would, by the time that we'd heard the sound, it's too late. It's gone.
It's gone.
I thought, are we going to be called as witnesses the next day? And all we're going to be offering is, oh, yeah, we went back and started watching The Big Bang Theory again.
Yeah. You'd be contacted to offer apologies for letting people.
Yeah.
For not helping.
Here's what I reckon, Lee. Next time that happens, go have a look. Investigate. See what happens.
Grab your least favourite child and just have a look.
Yeah. Send him down the oval.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I just want to run something past you guys because beautiful weather over the weekend.
Magnificent.
Meant the summer wardrobe got another sort of a bit of a revival, got sort of aired out. We chucked it on.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you would have been wearing shorts.
I was wearing shorts. I mean, you would have been wearing sort of tight white T-shirts and shorts. Like, we've never seen that wardrobe before.
Mm. And I was covered neck to foot, as I always am.
You are like Little House on the Prairie, aren't you?
Hey, that is the style of the time. Mm. In some cultures.
1700s. So, yeah, so I had T-shirts and shorts on the weekend, and the shorts that are my go-to shorts are a pair of black shorts that are denim.
Here we go.
Shorts.
Here we go.
You might refer to them, because they're jeans but also shorts, you might refer to them as jorts.
Okay.
Right? And so there is a promo rolling around on air right now of Tim and Jess tearing strips off jorts.
Yeah.
Right? And saying that they're terrible, terrible shorts. They're not the only people hating on jorts. Where's all this hate come from for jean shorts jorts?
Can I ask just one question to clarify? How snug were they?
Yeah.
They're not like my black skinny jeans tight.
Really?
You can't get them that tight.
Okay. And also, would people walk past you and say, damn, them some Daisy Dukes?
No, they're not short shorts. No, they're like, they're just sort of just above the knee.
Are
denim,
they like
black.
Skate? Okay.
Yeah.
Are they like skater shorts? Are they that loose?
Yeah, essentially.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
If someone was looking at you from behind,
would
they comment and say maybe your backside looked a little hungry and was consuming your shorts?
No, they're not tight shorts.
Or would
it
look like your back goes all the way to foot?
Yeah, I am.
Just
straight
a straight
up
board.
No, I've got a little bootay. No.
Ew, sorry.
No, they're just normal size shorts. Yeah. It's just that they're denim and apparently you can't wear denim shorts.
What colour are they?
They're black. Okay. Black denim. Yeah. Does that make a difference? Is it blue denim shorts that we're not on board with?
Were you wearing a crop top at the same time?
No.
T-shirt?
Were you drinking some type of protein
drinking some
at
type
the time?
Well, I did. I probably did have a protein shake.
Were you in your slides?
Come on. No, I'm talking about the hate that's going on air on this radio station for jorts. And whether that is a reflection of the community's perception, because I've got them in a whole heap of colours.
I think Lingy would agree. We don't hate jorts, we just hate you.
Oh, okay. Don't swear, Tom. Don't swear. Don't swear. Hang on. Turn off the microphones, then swear.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.